Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Please, we don't want another unrealistic repeat of 2023. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels' late sprint to the Final Four in 2022 resulted in a preseason number one ranking the next summer. Four starters were back, but Pete Nance turned out to be no replacement for the consequential Brady Manek. Is it happening again, with even less reason for a high ranking heading into the 2024-25 season? Hubert Davis's first year at the helm was unforgettable. First, the team looked like it had a new head coach for most of the season. Then the Heels got hot and avenged a 20-point home loss to Duke with one of the greatest wins in Durham among the many Carolina has had over there. In the NCAA tournament, big shots by departed Dontre Styles against Baylor and controversial Caleb Love versus UCLA, plus a huge break when St. Peter's upset Purdue in the Sweet 16, left the Heels as a prohibited favorite to reach the Final Four. And then they did it again, behind just about everyone from Baycott to Leakey to Love to RJ to Manek, and beat Duke for a second time in a month. Despite losing a 15-point lead and the national championship game to Kansas, the two bedeviling wins and a return to the Final Four sent Carolina fans to the moon. When the 2023 team slipped off the NCAA bubble late in the next season and became the first projected number one team to not punch its ticket to the big dance, expectations fell drastically after seven players transferred and two graduated. Davis pieced together the old Baycott and R.J. Davis and the new Cadeau, Ingram, and Ryan as the revamped Tar Heels won their first outright ACC regular season since 2017 and reunited with the NCAA tourney as a number one seed. Even a disappointing Sweet 16 loss to Alabama hasn't calmed the excitement. The latest way-too-early polls find UNC in the top five, the top three in some rankings. How can that be with an almost brand-new front court and one of the smallest yet slickest backcourts in the country? Cormac Ryan will be replaced by transfer Cade Tyson, Ingram by transfer Van Ellen Lubin, and Baycott by a committee led by junior Jalen Washington. Are we being set up for another 2023 fall? Recruiting from the portal may not be over, but no one is left who can come close to Baycott's place as a leader and rebounder. And until Carolina can score consistently from inside and dissuade the double teams on RJ, all we can do at this point is hope that true five-star freshmen Ian Jackson and Drake Powell set the world on fire. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.